Howdy, my name is Spencer Lindner, and my topic for you today is about the devastating wildfires that ravaged through Sonoma County and its heroes that rose out of the ashes. These wildfires made Sonoma County look like a different planet. It also could have been worse, though, if it weren't for all of the brave first responders and firefighters. They were on the job rescuing people and risking their lives rather than being with their own families, keeping them safe. These relentless wildfires started late Monday night with winds up to 45 miles an hour. With winds this strong, it was extremely easy for a fire to spread. These flames engulfed multiple counties and ravaged across 170,000 acres, promoting California's governor to declare a state of emergency and forcing massive evacuation. The aftermath of this fire left some 84,000 structures destroyed, according to CAL FIRE, and about 5,000 homes as well. Cost for this comes in at a whopping $1 billion. This ranks California's fire as having the most devastating wildfire in U.S. history, along with that taking the lives of up to 40 people, rating this fire even deadlier. With this fire affecting thousands already, toxins were being released into the environment and air that we breathe. Which brings me to my second point. Who is our savior in this darkness? It is our everyday police officer and firefighters. Remember back when you were a kid and you had your favorite superheroes? Well, in the real world, those heroes are our police officers and firefighters. They put their lives on the line every day, and when disaster like this strikes, they are our true saviors. Out of this darkness that has covered Sonoma County like a blanket, arose heroes that people did not appreciate till now. When first responders got on scene, all they were able to do was evacuate people. These responders were working shifts anywhere from 24 to 80 hours. That's insane. But they knew work needed to be done and people needed to be saved. In an attempt to stop the fire, firefighters dumped over 2 million gallons of fire retardant and cleared debris and brush. The only rest firefighters could get were sleeping on benches and in their trucks when they were off duty, just so they could get a few hours of sleep. Firefighters came in to help from over 14 states, plus Australia and Canada. This raised their force from 351 agencies to over 5,312 strong ones. And while these first responders were helping everyone else, quite a few of their own homes burned down as well. I want to thank you all for listening to my podcast, and I would like to give a huge thank you to all our firefighters, police officers, and first responders that helped with this fire. Without them, literally, we would not be here. If you would like to donate to help rebuild Sonoma County or just help out, please donate to the Red Cross. Thank you.